Not reading everything completely can create some problems for you. If you don't read directions completely, instead of Newark, New Jersey, you might wind up in Newark, Delaware. If you don't read instructions completely, you'll wind up with leftover parts. Not a good place to be if that involves a piece of furniture you want to sit or lie down on, or maybe your vehicle. If you don't read God's Word completely, your understanding of what's being taught will fall short. Let's start with an easy example of this. If you ask someone if they know what John 3:16 says, many will respond with, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." The mistake that person is making is that they're seeing a period where a comma exists. Reading on here, "that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The lesson in John 3:16 is that there isn't reward without work on our part. We need to show faith through confession, repentance, obedience. We have a role to play when it comes to John 3:16. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. "For man is not from woman, but woman from man, nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man." Hold on, Houston, we have a problem. Can you say sexism? Let's continue reading. Verses 11 and 12. "Nevertheless, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord. For as woman came from man, even so man also comes through woman, but all things are from God." The lesson here is that while we have certain roles, certain responsibilities in our lives and duties, we are equal creations of God, which we see, again, in verse 12. The white Christian nationalist movement is full of incomplete readers of God's Word. They have to be, otherwise they can't corrupt His Word into a call for violence. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. "Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?" Now, as I said, to some ears that sounds like a call to violence, but if we continue reading, this is what we're reminded of in verse 30. "For we know him who said, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord, and again, 'The Lord will judge his people.'" False teachers who present God's Word as a get-rich-quick infomercial will put to use Luke chapter 16, verse 11, reading here, "Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches?" The false teachers point to that verse, saying, "See, that's Jesus speaking." They'll try to make you believe that Jesus is directing you to give them your earthly money, so God will bless you with heavenly money. However, when we move forward to verse 13, Jesus concludes by saying, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon," meaning money. There are so many more examples of where incomplete reading can result in lies and false teachings being empowered, but we can rest in the knowledge that the truth is not that far away. It's right next to where we are for us to always be able to reach for.